This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Hundreds of delegates are up for grabs for both Democrats and Republicans this Super Tuesday. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi is in Florida and tells us Donald Trump's camp is feeling good about it.
I spoke with a Trump campaign official earlier tonight who told me they are expecting to have a very good night here. The campaign is expecting that they will sweep all 15 states that Republicans are competing in tonight.
They're hosting a watch party at Mar-a-Lago. But voters seem to be rallying now for Nikki Haley.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Hundreds of delegates are up for grabs for both Democrats and Republicans this Super Tuesday. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi is in Florida and tells us Donald Trump's camp is feeling good about it.
I spoke with a Trump campaign official earlier tonight who told me they are expecting to have a very good night here. The campaign is expecting that they will sweep all 15 states that Republicans are competing in tonight.
They're hosting a watch party at Mar-a-Lago. But voters seem to be rallying now for Nikki Haley.
I'm Jim Crisul in Summerfield, North Carolina. Nikki Haley won over Judy Lynch in today's GOP primary in this presidential battleground state.
I think she's much better on national defense. She knows much more. I don't think that she will be so quick on the trigger as Trump has proved to be. If she gets one vote more than Trump, I'll be happy.
As for Democrats, many are protesting President Biden's reelection bid with undecided votes over his stance on Israel. Asma Mohammed is one of them. She's in Minnesota.
His legacy should not be as Genocide Joe. And this is in this moment, he can stop that. He can make a single call to Netanyahu and say, enough is enough.
California's Senate primary race to replace the late Dianne Feinstein's one to watch today. The front runners, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff and Republican and former baseball star Steve Garvey. This voter's in Palm Desert.
I believe that we need a former baseball player in the Senate of the United States.
Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she's not running for re-election.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
The Biden administration is now cracking down on more so-called junk fees.
I'm launching a new strike force on unfair and illegal pricing.
Pricing like late fees.
Banks are not supposed to charge late fees that are higher than the cost the banks have to engage to collect the late payment.
But Biden says they often charge consumers five times more than that, costing billions of dollars. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The U.S. is considering more aid options after dropping more food into Gaza. Our Robert Berger's in Jerusalem.
U.S. C-130 transport planes dropped about 36,000 meals onto northern Gaza via parachute. This is equivalent to about six truckloads of aid, which is nowhere near enough. According to the UN, Palestinians need about 500 trucks a day to go into Gaza.
The U.S. is also considering getting that aid delivered by sea. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 1,400 pages of newly released documents show how two lawyers from Wisconsin tried to overturn President Biden's 2020 victory in the state. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough turned over the records yesterday to settle a lawsuit. The papers show how they put together slates of fake electors in Wisconsin and six other battleground states. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Biden surrogate Malcolm Kenyatta tells WISN-TV's Up Front he's not concerned the president is losing in battleground states.
Whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, these are states that have always been close.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, we'll look for a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 20s. Sunshine tomorrow morning, then clouds move in the afternoon, but warmer, a high in the low 50s. Slight shower chance Wednesday night into Thursday. A high right around 50 degrees and another rain and snow shower chance Friday. It's 42 right now.
Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the postseason is about to begin for the Wisconsin men's hockey team after wrapping up the regular season last weekend with a split at home against Michigan State, a 5-2 loss on Friday, in which the Spartans clinched the Big Ten regular season championship. But the Badgers came back the next night and won 4-1 for their 25th win this season, the most regular season wins for the Badgers since Danny Heatley and Steve Reinprecht and Jeff Desner were skating for Wisconsin almost a quarter century ago. And now the Badgers get ready for the postseason after a 25-9-2 regular season, a second-place finish in the Big Ten. First round of the conference tournament, best-of-three series, begins Friday night with Ohio State coming to the Kohl Center, a 7 o'clock faceoff. And head coach Mike Hastings joins us now. And this is the fun time of the year. This is where it means so much more than, you know, you just played 36 regular season games. Those games mean a lot, too. But you and I both know this is when it gets fun.
Absolutely. This is, you know, I just think it's a time of the year that guys get extremely emotional. They get plugged in. Yes, that 36 game journey is one that we've learned a lot from, but this is when you get judged, you know, and so for us, it's been a good start through those 36. You close the book on that. Now we have an opportunity to defend our home ice, which is what we were looking to do from day one. We wanted to have the opportunity to be playing at the Kohl Center in the first round of the playoffs, and we want to take advantage of that.
Yeah, 13-3-2 at home this season, outscored opponents at the Kohl Center 61-27. That's impressive. Michigan State this past weekend, you played well enough to win on Friday. We've talked about this. Just a couple of mistakes, a couple of breakdowns, right?
Yeah, and we need to learn from that quickly because now the stakes get a little bit higher. And, you know, we tried to learn through the positivity of what happened over the first 36. And we had a little bit of an education on Friday that, you know, puck management and not making defensive mistakes are going to be ones that don't always get saved by your goaltender. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's learning that. I thought our guys did a great job on Saturday at just turning the page and moving on to the next opportunity, which is going to be important at this time of the year.
Yeah, I noticed too on Friday, you know, it's a one-goal game. You see the final score. That's not indicative of the type of game it was, right?
In my opinion, you look, you know, we started chasing the game at the end of the game. I thought throughout the first 2.5 periods, we had, you know, effort, attitude, execution could have been a little bit better. But at the end of the day, we didn't go away. And then they find a way, you know, we have a bad change. They take advantage of it. And not just the change, our ability, we could have cleaned that mess up a little bit with a little bit further back check and a little bit better job on the two on one, but that didn't happen. And so for us, we tried to pull the goaltender and see if we could get that thing tied up. State, being the team that they are, found a way to, you know, take advantage of that and extend the lead twice. And to me, it's not when you get to this time of the year, if you don't win a game and it's by one goal, it makes no difference if it's one or five. Right. So we didn't get it done on Friday. They did. They earned the championship. We turned the page on Saturday and played well enough to win.
Yeah, you had 46 shots on goal on Friday, 40 on Saturday. And it seemed to me that very apparent from the get-go, net front presence in the offensive end and defensive end for that matter. But we saw it offensively right away, didn't we?
And we we have to stay with that, that when we get dry offensively, when we struggle, it's when we're easily defended. And, you know, to get in and get underneath at this time of the year is a prerequisite to score goals. And, you know, they don't have to draw pictures on the scorecard. You just got to find a way to get a by them. And so to me, our hunger was better this last weekend. We better take that and up it one more when we play this weekend. Yeah,
case in point about pretty goals, Sawyer Scholl scores the first goal of the game. He throws it from the left goal line. It goes off the goalie's arm, it appeared, and then passed him on the near post, and it's 1-0. And then the power play goal, Carson Bantle scores about 90 seconds later. That's just working hard and trying to clean up whatever garbage you can find, right?
Yep, and we're going to need our power play to continue on what it's been. It's contributed consistently over the last 5-6 games. We need that. It's an important piece of moving on at this time of the year. Second piece of that is staying out of the box, you know, and making sure that we don't give a team an opportunity to go on many power plays or extended power plays. So our guys have been good at that this year. It's something that we've addressed, and we look forward to just, you know, putting our best foot forward here on Friday.
Yeah, it was fun too. It was senior night. You know, there are 10 seniors that are involved in this, and they got a chance to celebrate again with the fans of the Kohl Center, and there were almost 27,000 total for two nights against Michigan State.
Yeah, you know, you can, I don't know if there was a lot of people that caught it, but you could see some of the emotion in our players. Kyle McClellan and guys that have been a big part of what Badger hockey is here through their journey. And, you know, two guys that weren't out there, Owen Lindmark and Michael Verlicki, who went through this a year ago.
Yeah.
Obviously two very integral parts to our program previously to myself and our staff getting here, but definitely this year. That's a special group, and we're not where we're at right now without that group leaving their fingerprints all over it. And so very appreciative, and it was great to see those guys honored, and honored in a way that they were able to walk out of the building with a win.
Yeah, Carson Bantle, one of the seniors, he had two big goals. And I'm not sure if this is fair or not, but you tell me. I look at Carson, who now leads your team in goal scoring with 14, effectively unorthodox? Is that okay?
I'm okay with it. I'll let you.
He's told me he's okay too, but I just wanted, is that fitting?
Yeah.
I mean, he's 6'5". He's all arms and legs. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And you know, there's he is a quiet critic of himself. And what I mean by that is he does wear his emotions on his sleeve, but he's not a real big talker. We communicated before the weekend just on trying to find ways for him to be more effective from the Penn State series to this series and what he could do. And I'm happy. You look at the one that he gets from Horbach, where it's great to see Jack Horbach back in the lineup.
Yes.
He's an energy guy. He's somebody that brings some emotion to our locker room and our bench, but him stopping and throwing the cross ice pass. One thing we've talked to Vance about is delivering it to the net as quick as possible, and he didn't dust that thing off. It came over. It was on his forehand. He got around it and snapped it by their goaltender, and so Augustine. And for us, we're going to need different guys to step up. It was great to see him do that. Again, a little bit of the net front presence where he grabbed some change and found a way to get it by him on the power play. And, you know, he had multiple opportunities, I think, to get three. It's good to see him because he's trying to carve out a career for himself, hopefully after his time here at Wisconsin. And so for him to put his best foot forward at a very important time shows a lot about Carson Battle.
Yeah, 11 of his 14 goals this season have come in Big Ten plays, one of the leading goal scorers in the conference. And I mentioned Sawyer Scholl, too, and we've talked a lot about him. He just brings his lunch pail to work every single day. But what makes him effective on the ice? Because he's been effective here lately in the circles, around by the net, defensively?
Oh, yeah. I'll go through it and you build a little bit of a laundry list for what you want in a player. You want somebody that's selfless, that works his tail off, that is okay playing inside dots. He's courageous on both ends of the rink. Phenomenal teammate, but what he brings to us right now is he's a heavy player. He's not only a guy that weighs 190 plus pounds, but he's somebody that utilizes that. And fearless would be a word that I would use for him. He's starting to come, and boy, is that exciting from a coaching standpoint, because he's providing some depth as well as some versatility. He can play on the wall. He can play in the middle. I think It was at Penn State. I think it was like 13-1 off the dot.
Yes.
When you can add that to a group that we have right now, I think it makes us more dangerous.
Yeah. And putting a wrap, I think, on Michigan State, too, is you know, taking your team out of the equation. Is Michigan State the best team you've seen this year? I mean, you've played North Dakota, but that was awfully early. What you tell me?
Yeah, I mean, we've played them four times, and it's not because of the outcomes. You know, we've lost others, and it's no disrespect to them. They're deep. Their power play's really, I think, threatening. Two units, not just one.
Right.
Outstanding goaltending. They've got some special players. You look at a guy that I don't think will be waiting long at the NHL draft this year.
Artem Leshnov. Yeah.
He'll end up getting his name called early.
Yeah.
So they've got elite talent. Mm-hmm. And then I want to give Adam Nightingale credit. I think him and his staff do a great job at preparing those young men. So they've got depth. They play with pace. They pushed us. I thought we pushed them. It was a really good weekend of hockey.
Yeah. And so by beating them on Saturday, you know you can beat them because there's a chance you're going to see them again.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's I'm more today, I'm more this week, I'm more Friday, just on the idea of, I mean, it's our world's a little different that way where because we play back-to-back weekend games or back-to-back games on the weekend, human nature rolls into this just like it's going to be down the road. For us right now, we need to be as prepared as we can be for Friday because if we don't take care of Friday and Saturday or Sunday, you know, we're not going to be playing for quite a long time because of the tournament.
Sure.
And so for us, it's about putting a bookend, which we just did on this last weekend, and I thought we showed a lot doing what we did on Saturday, you know, after what happened on Friday for those seniors, for that group, and then turning around right now and getting back to work this week and getting prepared for Friday.
Yeah. So after finishing in last place last year, Wisconsin was picked by league coaches to finish fifth this season. Wisconsin ended up second in the Big Ten and will open up the conference playoffs this weekend at home against Ohio State Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday if necessary at 5 o'clock, and we'll preview the Buckeyes series with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's Wisconsin and Ohio State to open the Big Ten playoffs this weekend at the Kohl Center. The Wisconsin women have moved on to Minneapolis for the WCHA final faceoff and a semifinal game against Minnesota on Friday. Head coach Mark Johnson will join us in just a bit, but Mike Hastings is here to tell us a little bit more about the Buckeyes, a team you just saw a couple of weeks ago, and you weren't very happy, nor was anybody on that bus when we were heading to the airport after Saturday night.
It wasn't a great weekend for us. It's growing a couple of days. Where we couldn't find a way to find ourselves. We let uncharacteristically let a lead get away from us, and so sometimes those learning experiences have to hurt. And that weekend definitely did. I liked how we rebounded. I liked how we were okay looking really in the mirror and checking out what was looking back at us. And for us, you know, the one thing I can say for Ohio State, the beginning of the year, you know, they had some goaltending issues or concerns. You look at their roster from a talent standpoint, I think that they've got a lot of depth. You look at Bricky, as far as a guy that...
Scooter Bricky, big right-handed defenseman. He's
look at the
player.
Numbers that he has ran this year.
Exactly.
In a very impressive league.
12 goals for a blue liner.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't see a lot of that.
No.
And, you know, when you look at them top to bottom, I think that they're just a group that can give you a lot of problems. And, you know, they did that. They sustained. They continued after us. They didn't back off when we were making our pushes. And so for us, I think they're going to come in here with the idea of their season's on the line. They have to win two games this next weekend for their season to continue. And so we've got to go back to what we've worried about, which has been us. I want to give them the respect that they deserve, but we've got to go back and get to our business, get to our game as quick as we can on Friday.
Yeah, you mentioned their goaltending. Ohio State has rotated its goaltenders for most of the second half of the season, Logan Turnus and Christopher Eberle. You faced them both in Columbus. As a head coach, would you rather know who the starter is going to be, or do you just kind of go about your business anyway? I suppose you just answered the question a moment ago.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like for us, we've got to go out and execute whoever they decide's going in between those posts. Right. You look at, you know, I just think there was somebody that really, I thought Halliday made it a significant impact on the weekend.
Stephen Halliday's great.
Yeah. He's a guy that can hurt you from a distributor standpoint.
Right.
He can hurt you from a goal scoring standpoint. I just think he's somebody that makes a difference for him.
Davis Burnside is another young man who's played full well for him lately too.
And had a really good weekend against us.
Yes.
Impactful.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to be aware of them. One thing that's a little different, we do get last change, you know, which we didn't have there. We want to try and take advantage of that if we can, getting the matchups we want to get with that group of forwards and making sure we just do a better job than we did when we were in Columbus.
Yeah, Ohio State's a little banged up too. Cam Thiesing, who had 15 goals a year ago, 9 this year. He didn't play against Penn State last weekend. He's been good against the Badgers this year. Joan Dunlap is kind of their Jack Horbach, brings a ton of energy. He didn't play against Penn State. Not certain if they'll be fully healthy when the Buckeyes come to town. Mike Hastings is with us. As far as your team's health, you mentioned Jack Horbach a little while ago. It was good to see him back out there. He brings that pizzazz, that oomph, you know, that irritability sometimes too. He's fun to watch. And Sam Stang and Owen Lindmark are getting close, and that's good news.
Yeah, they are. They're back skating with us, as you know, and attended to their dailies to try and be as prepared as they can be for Friday. And our group, like you said, Horby just brings a lot to us. Even when he was a little bit dinged up, he came on the trip knowing he wasn't going to be playing at Penn State. And it's because he's that guy. He's a little bit of that glue guy. He's somebody you want to be around. He brings a smile and an energy to a locker room, to a meeting, to a pregame meal. He's just somebody that's very important to us. And you saw him do that this weekend. I thought, as we mentioned earlier in the show, his pass over to Bantz was special. And I think he's somebody that energizes this group. So we're happy that he's back on the ice for us. And hopefully we'll have those other guys in the lineup as quick as we can.
Yeah, and we've talked about Kyle McClellan all the time, but he's just, you were mentioning in your press conference today, you know, he's like a pillow for you, you know, right? And because, you know, when sometimes things don't go well, but you finally fall and it's okay because Kyle McClellan's there.
He's
right?
Cleaned up a lot of our messes this year. He just has. He's a guy that, you know, when we needed to have some positive things happen early in a season, he was the guy that provided that comfort, because the mistakes didn't go in the back of the net. They didn't go up on the scoreboard because he was there to make save 1, 2, and 3 mm-hmm. at times. And so we want to try and make the game as easy for him as possible, which means one and done. Make sure he can see it. Yeah. Get rebounds out of those dangerous areas and not have outnumbered rushes, because as we saw against Ohio State, they've got a talent level that can take advantage of that.
He's become pretty persuasive, hasn't he, Kyle McClellan?
You know what? I'm going to say this. I don't know if that was in his repertoire early, because, you know, he's such an unassuming kid. He's not that guy that's in there all over the aux and running the music.
He's
and
not the rah-rah guy.
No, he isn't.
No.
He's a guy that, hey, let me go do my work. And he you don't have to motivate him that way either. Not once this year, I believe, which coach tries to target as many of them as possible if they're not exactly putting forth the effort.
And yeah, yeah.
He always does. You know, the relationship that he's got with Coach Murdoch and the other goaltenders as an example setter is why he has been as successful as he has been this year. He's put the work in, and I think that's provided a level of confidence for him to be able to draw on when we've needed it, and we're going to need him this weekend.
And you were thinking about not playing him on senior day, and then he changed your mind.
We just had a conversation. I thought, and we can talk about that. I called him up, and he hadn't been at the rink yet, and that was being that I think he was assuming he was playing that night. And you know, we gave him a maintenance day the previous week, just from a physical standpoint, and you know, just brought him in and asked him and said, "Hey, this is some." You know, Grammy's done a phenomenal job at putting in his dailies and working his tail off. And at the end of the day, it's my decision. I understand that. I think he understands that. I think all of our guys do. But I am a big believer in sometimes you've got to listen, you communicate. And I just asked, I said, hey, you know, hey coach, I mean, when I mentioned the idea that he wasn't going to play that, let's just say his ears perked up a little bit. And he just said, hey, can I say something? I said, sure. You know, and he wanted the net. And that's what you want. You want a guy that's hungry. You want a guy that wants to, the last time he was out, maybe didn't go the way that he wanted it to go, to say, hey, I want to go do this. And he did it.
Yeah. Kyle McClellan this season has 23 wins. He has a 190 goals against, third best in the country. His .932 save percentage, second best. His 7 shutouts lead the country. He's also played almost 2,000 minutes, third most minutes of anybody in college hockey. He's the MVP of your team. Is he the MVP of the Big Ten?
That's would be my vote. Yeah. And I know I've got some rose-colored glasses on, but I just, you know, when you talk about a player that makes an impact on a roster, show me one that's done that more than he has with us. You know, we came in, we've, you know, 2 at sometimes 3 freshmen on our defensive core.
Right.
That, you know, usually in this league, those young guys aren't getting the minutes that Joe Palatichuk's getting, you know. And so when you have a young core – And you've got a group of 12 newbies, whether that's eight freshmen and four transfers. You're going to need a guy back there to be a rock, and he has been a rock since that first week and when he pitched back-to-back shutouts. So yeah. He gave us an opportunity to get off on the right foot and has been our rock for us ever since.
And he'll be in goal Friday night for the series opener against Ohio State. Again, Friday's game starts at 7, Saturday at 6, if necessary, Sunday at 5 o'clock, all on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And before I let Mike go, funding was approved last week. It's going to happen. The Kohl Center ice sheet will be reduced to 200 by 85 in time for next season.
That's it is. First, I want to say thank you to the administration, but I want to also say thank you to Tony. The guys that have come before that you've sat with, they've been after this for a long time. A lot of the supporters, a lot of the alumni, Burr, if you're out there listening, I know this is something that you've wanted for quite some time. Yeah. So for all those that have done a lot of the work previous to myself and our staff and this group getting here, and again, the administration, the state, the funding, to get this done and get it done in a timely manner so that for all of us, the people that are going to come and support and watch, the players that are going to be able to experience it, that it could happen this summer, I think it's outstanding. And so we look forward to trying to take advantage of that as much as we can.
All right. Season tickets for next season are on sale now. Playoff tickets are on sale as well. UWBadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. We'd love to see you at the rink for sure. Enjoy the playoffs. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. The Wisconsin women in the midst of the playoffs right now. WCHA final faceoff this weekend at Ritter Arena. Mark Johnson's coming up in just a bit. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers have 25 wins this season. Head coach Mike Hastings has said time and time again, it takes everybody to be successful, and that's certainly been the case with several injuries throughout the year. One young man who stepped up last weekend with two big goals against Michigan State on Saturday, freshman Sawyer Scholl, who I spoke with prior to practice today.
Sawyer, you're from beautiful Medford, Wisconsin. So have you always been a Badger fan?
Yeah, I think obviously a lot of hockey kids grew up in Wisconsin. I mean, that's our pro team, right? You look up to them, so always been for me.
Yeah. Who was your favorite player growing up?
I think there's a lot of great ones, but I think, I mean, just Joe Pavelski, obviously, kind of Stevens Point, hour 15 away from me, and you play in Point every once in a while, so you see his banners hanging up, so that's probably the coolest one.
That's pretty cool. You played at Green Bay Notre Dame. You also played for the Green Bay Gamblers a little bit, too, going up through the junior ranks. When did you have an idea that, you know what, I could maybe be a Wisconsin Badger?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I came to a bunch of games when I was in high school, and, you know, I never really had the thought of it. But, like, then that first year, juniors started getting a little attention from schools, and then, you know, the former staff reached out. And then, I mean, obviously that was one of the best feelings ever, so super easy from there.
Yeah, and being a Green Bay Notre Dame alum, too, a state champion, right? You can pump your chest after they win the title again this year?
Yeah, back-to-back, so not too bad for them.
That's
excited
right.
to see it, yeah.
That's very cool. So you commit to Tony Granato and his staff, and then there's a coaching change, and Mike Hastings comes in. What's it been like getting used to Coach Hastings and his staff?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, the former staff, they did a really good job recruiting guys. I mean, nothing but good things to say about them. And then, obviously, when the time switched over, I'm super excited to hear who the coaches was. And I know they had a good background, a super hard play style. And there's a bunch of good guys, obviously, right? But and then it's just been super easy so far working with them. I mean, they get the best out of you. So it's been nothing but awesome for me.
Yeah, and you win 25 games during the regular season. This has been a pretty good freshman year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I mean, you know, going into freshman year, you're trying to soak up everything you can. And obviously, for this to be my freshman year, I'm unbelievably lucky and just trying to take every day, not granted, and just live in the moment.
Sure. What's been the highlight for you so far this season? Was it the two goals last Saturday against Michigan State?
Yeah, that was a good one for sure. But, I mean, I just feel like being around the guys, like this special group of guys is, you know, something that shouldn't be taken for granted. It's been just an unbelievable season with them. I mean, older guys have done such a well job with us. So, I mean, being really thankful for them is probably the best part.
Yeah, and this is playoff time. It's easy to get excited for it. Do you have to temper the enthusiasm a little bit before you hit the ice on Friday?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been saying it even this past weekend and past weeks before, but just being even keel, just kind of being right in the middle line, not too high, not too low, just staying where your feet are.
That's freshman Sawyer Scholl of Medford, Wisconsin. Again, the Badgers host Ohio State in the first round of the Big Ten tournament Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6, and then Sunday, if necessary, at 5 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Michigan State, which claimed the regular season championship last weekend, has a first-round bye set to host a semifinal next Saturday. Meanwhile, the other first-round series in the Big Ten, Penn State at Minnesota. Gophers finished in third place this season, went 3-1 against the Nittany Lions, and Notre Dame plays at Michigan. The Wolverines finished fourth and went 3-1 against the Fighting Irish this season. The Wisconsin women's hockey team getting ready for the WCHA final faceoff. And head coach Mark Johnson is next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
burger stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Wisconsin women's hockey team has advanced to the WCHA final faceoff for the 14th consecutive season after winning their first round series from St. Thomas last weekend at LeBron Arena, 4-2 and 9-1. Kirsten Sims had a couple of goals on Friday. Lacey Eden and Britta Curl also scored. Jane Gervais made 11 saves, and the Badgers picked up their 30th win this season. 10 times now in program history, the Badgers have won 30 or more games. And then Saturday, the Badgers finished off a sweep as Curl scored again. In fact, she scored twice, had 4 points. So did Casey O'Brien. Ava McNaughton made 13 saves. And the Badgers off to Minneapolis to take on Minnesota in the conference semifinals on Friday at 4:30 at Ritter Arena. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us here. And the second season has begun, and so far so good. Were you happy with how your team played this past weekend against St. Thomas?
Well, I think leaving the rink Saturday, early evening, I felt a lot better about the way we played Saturday than maybe we played Friday. I thought Friday's game was a game of getting them to understand what playoff hockey's all about, and that everybody's at the same starting point when you start the playoff. Everybody has a chance to win. Everybody has a chance to move on. And whether you had a great season or you didn't have a good season, here's where you're at. And so I thought for moments in Friday's game that we played pretty well, and other times we didn't take care of the puck. We turned some things over. We gave some odd-numbered situations and let them hang around.
Right.
And as you well know, as we saw Friday night up in Minneapolis when Mankato beat Minnesota, I mean, anything can happen in the playoffs. You just run into a hot goalie one night, and that might be enough for the team to beat you. So We had a good video session Saturday morning before our game Saturday afternoon, and we came out Saturday and played the way we were capable of playing, and I think everybody was a little bit more relaxed than they were Friday. And so as I left the rink Saturday, I felt good about the weekend.
Yeah, and now you get a rematch with Minnesota, right?
As coaches, we're perfectionists. We're looking for a perfect game, and knowing we're never going to get a perfect game, but along the way, we might be pretty good. So little things that might bug me as a coach, you just have to, you know, get the players to understand that, you know, if I get into an area and I turn the puck over, and all of a sudden the team goes down and scores a goal, that might cost you the game, and then your season's over. So the importance and understanding where you can't pick and choose to do these things, it's got to be, you know, things every time, and especially they're magnified in the playoffs. And so Friday night, I was just a little frustrated with the overall play. We didn't play bad. We only gave up 13 shots, but we let them hang around. And in those situations, you can't do that, because you get into the second, third period and the game's tight and anything can happen. They can pull a goalie. They can score. Why do that? So we didn't do it Saturday. So like I say, I felt really good leaving the rink Saturday just because of the way we had played better Saturday than we had Friday.
Yeah. And again, I don't mean to disparage St. Thomas, but you're going to be playing Minnesota and potentially Ohio State in the conference tournament here coming up this weekend in Minneapolis. So you want to be on your P's and Q's and the best you can be when you're going into games like this.
Well, it is. And, you know, you're playing Minnesota in their home rink. And so it presents a whole different scenario. And again, as a player, you know, I was in their shoes at one time where, you know, you look at your opponent and say, well, it shouldn't be that difficult. So, you know, and your mental game isn't where it should be. And so, you know, going up to Minneapolis, that players will understand what's there. And, you know, as I told them after Saturday's game, you know, now you're two games. You win two games, you win a trophy. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun about the playoff system, is that, you know, it's a short a couple-week tournament. The NCAA is the same thing, short couple weeks. And, you know, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel there. And so you get excited, you get fired up, and you know you're going to get the other team's best game. And so what can you do to, you know, help your and give yourself the best chance to win?
Sure. You know, looking at the rest of the WCHA playoffs, we saw Minnesota Duluth advance, shut out St. Cloud State twice. You know, St. Cloud's a team that was on the bubble, needing wins to get into the NCAA tournament. You surprised at all that Duluth was able to handle the Huskies?
I thought of the games, that might be a series that would go three games just because they had played a couple weeks ago, and I think over the entire weekend there was one goal scored. And so you knew it was going to be a low scoring game. Both teams have excellent goaltenders, and so I thought, you know, if any of the series are going to go three games, that's probably definitely the one that's going to go three. But, you know, credit Duluth for coming out and, you know, doing what they needed to do Friday, and then they were able to, you know, do it again Saturday. And if you don't give up any goals, yeah, your chance of winning probably are pretty good. So good for them, and it's a tough position for St. Cloud to be in, because they've had a good season. They're right at, you know, on that bubble of getting in the tournament or not getting in the tournament, but then you got the automatic bids that'll come in. And Yeah,
it's too bad for them. Minnesota Duluth, by the way, will play Ohio State in the conference semifinals on Friday. That's a 1 o'clock face-off. The championship game at Ritter Arena is Saturday, and that will face off at 2 p.m. Central Time. You know, Ohio State took care of business against Bemidji State. I don't think any surprise there. But, yeah, Minnesota State gave Mankato a scare, didn't it?
They did, and, you know, it's, again, it's, you know, you got to turn back the dial in regards to, like, everybody's got a chance to win. And, you know, if you hang around and teams hang around, you get to the end and all of a sudden you find yourself behind. And so I'm glad we didn't have to play Sunday. And again, it's, you know, they got challenged, Minnesota. They came out in their game Saturday, played very strong and won convincingly. And then, again, you get into game three where, you know, conditioning and fatigue become a factor. And so can a goaltender steal you a game, knowing that both teams are going to be a little tired, so scoring chances and goals might be a little bit lower than in a normal setting. So Minnesota, give them credit, they were able to do what they needed to do, and they moved on and probably learned a little bit about themselves in regards to, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, we have to push hard, and they were able to do that. And, you know, it's tough at this time of year to win two games in a row against the same opponent in the playoff structure we have. So here we are, and here we go at it again, the two teams, and I'm sure it'll be an entertaining game, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a nail-biter and might go to overtime.
Who knows?
So there's no shootout here. We'll just keep playing until somebody wins.
And that's okay. Back to Minnesota State, tip of the cap to John Harrington. Mm-hmm. He's done a nice job with that program. It's awfully hard to recruit in that state when you have the University of Minnesota there, but he put Mankato in position to advance at one point, and I don't know how much longer he may have. He's gone through some health issues and what have you, but he's been a longtime friend of yours, and he's done a nice job helping this women's game develop.
Yeah, and the landscape we're in college athletics now, you know, it affects teams in different ways. And so some teams are, you know, in the NIL world and the transfer portal world can really upgrade their team if they have the resources to do that. And other teams that lose players, you know, it becomes challenging. So you look at one of our players right now, Wilgren, who played for John for 4 years and then transferred out of their program. And Kelsey King, who plays for Ohio State, transferred out of their program. Their goaltender that we played against Friday night here, Frank, you know, had a fifth year of eligibility, transferred out. So if you take all those kids that, you know, they were able to lose in the transfer portal back on their team, and then it's a different look. And so... Yeah, and so I think as coaches, and I know John at time has gotten frustrated with, you know, the system we're in right now, and rightfully so. Any coach that, you know, loses some of their players, but Midgey saw the same thing where four or five players transferred. And like I say, some programs can benefit by this process, and other programs may not benefit and get stung. And so he's done a great job, does a good job recruiting, get kids in that like to play his style and work hard. And I think the one thing that they were probably missing this year was a goal tending and the consistency of their goaltending that they've had in the past. And if you get that, then you're in every game, and you probably win a few more than you lose. So kudos to them for, you know, giving Minnesota a scare and almost upsetting them.
Yeah, would have been fun, but you've got Minnesota, and Ohio State will take on Minnesota Duluth. Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badgers went 3-1 against the Gophers this season. They won the last three. The first game they played was at Ritter Arena and lost 5-3. Abby Murphy had a couple of goals for the Gophers. She's the nation's leading goal scorer with 33. But the other three games that you played against Minnesota, Abby Murphy did not score a goal. I think she was limited to 7 shots on goal. So what did you do to slow her down? Because she is the, what, the straw that stirs the drink, they say?
Yeah, in both regards. And so, yeah, she can be really a pest out there in regards to the physical component, getting under your skin. And at the same time, as a skill set, you know, on their power play and killing penalties to create opportunities not only for herself but for her line mates. And so you're not going to stop her completely. You just have to be able to contain her. So, you know, whoever's on the ice, you know, you just have to be aware of it. She's got good stick skills. She can skate really well, and she can beat people one-on-one. So our one-on-one play in the, you know, the last couple games we've played against them has been strong. Yeah. And then the other part of it is you got to stay out of the penalty box. They've got a very good power play. And if you get 2, 3, 4 penalties called against you, you know, you give them an opportunity to change momentum in a game, and more importantly, an opportunity to score goals. And you just got to stay away from that. And if you're able to do that, you know, then you have a chance.
Right.
And so that'll be the discipline that we have to have within the context of the game. You know, try to win 60% of our faceoffs, stay out of the penalty box, and beat them on special teams. And if you're able to do that, then, you know, what we've seen in the past, we're able to have success against that.
Sure. We're recording this portion of the show on Monday. It's airing here on Tuesday night. So Mark and his staff are deciding who's going to be the starting goaltender for the WCHA semifinal against Minnesota, because it's now a one-and-done type scenario. You've been rotating Ava McNaughton, a freshman, and Jane Gervais, a junior, all season long. Both have played 18 games so far, but a decision has to be made, and it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy, and you look at their statistics. I mean, they're all pretty close, and so, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, a conversation between our goaltending coach and assistant coach Mark Greenhall and Jackie and Dan, my assistants, and myself, and, you know, have a conversation and say, hey, you know, what's best for the team? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, at the end of the game, you're going to find out if you made the right choice or the wrong choice. But, you know, that's part of what we do. And so they both had, you know, good seasons. They both have given us a lot of chances to win. And we won 31 games now. And you get over 30 wins in a season, you've had a really good year. And so they've both done well, but, you know, who's going to get the ball in pitching? You know, what pitcher's going to pitch that game 7? And so we get into a situation where we haven't been all year, where it's a one and done. And so we'll give the puck to the goaltender that we feel can win the hockey game for us.
Yeah. I should point out, too, I should have mentioned this last week, the freshman Ava McNaughton was named the Rookie of the Month in the WCHA. She went 4-0 with a goals against of 1 and a save percentage of 955. She's beaten St. Cloud State. She's beaten Minnesota. She's beaten Ohio State as well. She's beaten Minnesota twice, actually. But good for her, a freshman goaltender. We'll be seeing a lot of her. So this is the final weekend of conference play, and then the NCAA starts up next weekend. In fact, you know, you look at how the NCAA works out, this is almost like a good practice going through the WCHA to get ready for the national tournament, right?
It really is, and, you know, that's I try to express that to the players. It's a two-week tournament. We survived the first week, and now you get into the one-and-dones of this upcoming weekend, and whether you're successful or you're not successful, are you in a position to, you know, get a call on next Sunday and be part of the 11 teams for the national championship? And we're in a good position right now. We're going to get that call, and we'll get the nod, and we'll figure out Sunday who we're going to play against. You know, chances are really high that we're going to be at home. And so we put ourselves in that position. So this tournament is like fun. You know, it's like a lot of the, you know, basketball tournaments on the women and men's side. You know, they play their league championships against each other, and it's a fun tournament. It only lasts 2 weeks, and, you know, the team at the end gets to hoist a trophy. And I think for me personally, whether I was playing or whether I'm coaching, if you get a chance to win a trophy, there's nothing wrong with that. It never gets old. It's fun. You've done something with your teammates and your group of players that you've been together with all year, and you've done something special. And those are memories that you take with you, you know, with the rest of your lives when you leave the university after your eligibility is done. So it's all good. It's all fun. And, you know, it's a learning opportunity, the same thing. So if you're not successful, you know, and you have another game after this weekend, which we do, what can I learn from this weekend right. to help me in the next game?
Yeah. Similar to what happened last season. Badgers lost in the semis to Minnesota, went on to win their seventh national championship. NCAA tournament, by the way, looks like Wisconsin will host, as Mark mentioned, March 14th and 16th, Thursday and Saturday. And then the Frozen Fours in Durham, New Hampshire, March 22nd and 24th, that's Friday, Sunday. So again, Wisconsin and Minnesota WCHA semifinals this Friday at 4:30, and then hopefully the championship game Saturday at 2 o'clock. You can listen on the radio in Madison on 10-7. WTSO with Paul Brown and Mark Greenhall. That's pretty cool. Our best to Mark Johnson and the Badgers, and we'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, good luck to the men from UW-Stevens Point in St. Norbert and the women from UW-River Falls as they play in the NCAA Division III tournament starting this week. The Wisconsin women in Minneapolis for the WCHA final faceoff, while the Badger men home to play Ohio State in the Big Ten playoffs. Game one Friday night. We're on the air at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network. Thanks to Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, and Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. This has been the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's. 8th Street South.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.